Couple of things. If Keith says we need to, I don't want to move it down yet, then we'll probably need to look into it some more and then we'll decide whether it moves down regardless. Or if he says I don't have any trouble with that, this doesn't really need to be up that high.
That's what I was going to say. He may say it doesn't need to be there and just take it off the list.
May drop it off the list.
Yeah, or
move it up, maybe it'll drop.
Move it way down.
Yeah, put it on a list of accomplishments.
When you go down this list and you take a look at it, curb and gutter doesn't. Isn't the issue. And as Travis points out, yes, it's unfortunately a fatality, but a lot of times fatalities may have as much to do with stupidity or impaired driver than they do geometric improvements and road improvements.
And like I said, this crash data, I mean, that was an original project, so that crash data was from 2009 to 2011. So
okay.
It's old.
Oh, yeah. The history of no recent crashes, at least we know that.
I'm aware of that, so.
We need to look at it.
Two primary things that you can't coach speed, you can't think stupid.
Yeah, sometimes you can only do so much.
I think they'll look at every project critically over time. If it doesn't bear being on the list, it ought to come off.
And that's why I've got quite a few marked, but I'll come back to 34. Lavender Cove, I'm currently a year and a half later with the Corps of Engineers trying to get a permit to improve the beginning of it.
Which project is this?
Clevenger Cove, number 38.
38, I'm sorry.
I said I'd come back to 34, sorry.
Okay.
Again, they're going across Corps property and that, so far we've met all of their criteria, just waiting on the final regulatory permit. And when I do that, I plan on going through and widening the remainder of the road all the way to the back where we turn around at. But again, waiting on the Corps to finally give me my permit. And that's going to be a balancing deal to where if we add 50,000 yards of fill, we have to take it out within that area to balance it. Which I've got permission from Clevenger Cove people, the board, to do so, and presented that to the Corps. Again, everything's been met. Just waiting on the final permit.
That's the problem with Table Rock, especially. Is basically, if you raise a road below a certain elevation, and it's existing below a certain elevation, whatever you put in, you got to take out somewhere. Well, everything below that elevation is within the floodplain that the Corps owns. So basically, they're saying you got to dig out somewhere on our property, which they have to give you permission to do, and they won't do. So it's almost an impossible condition to meet. But we had a plan, and they somewhat agreed to it. We still have a permit. So.
Same way, like on number 40, Graham Clark. It's got on their traffic safety. not sure which part they're referring to on it. It's a wide road. It's got, we don't hardly ever have an accident on it that I'm aware of. But there is one spot about two-thirds of the way down that the water does get over the road. And I've almost got to a point of getting the permit under the maintenance, under our nationwide permits. Again, I'm waiting on that final permit on it. And that'll be a very simple project. And that hinders about 800 people that have to drive around or probably 20 more minutes for an ambulance or fire truck to come in the other way. Happy Hollow, same thing, working with them to get a permit to raise the road about a mile in on it. There's a couple low spots to try to get a permit to raise the road where the people won't be trapped. I mean, they luckily right now they've got a property owner that lets the people go out the back across his property. But if he ever says no, then they'll be in trouble. Jump back up on Kirbyville Front Lanes. I have worked with Great River and the commission on it. The commission meeting the other day agreed that Road and Bridge could participate, you know, with equipment and labor, to do the turn lane at the middle school. Working towards both of them at some point, but right now it's agreeable to do the middle school. And MoDOT had a letter of support agreeing to support that. As far as I know, they weren't willing to participate in any ways.
I'll give lots of emotional support.
Yeah. I feel a lot better now. Is that a permit project? It's just a permit project.
But as far as the county, yeah, I don't care to put it out there. You know, it would be out our labor and fuel, but by us doing it would save six figures for everything. And I look for it to be about a two-week project. Hopefully, be able to do that around next March, 23, along about the time where the hot mix plants will be opening back up. Start it a couple weeks ahead of time and have it ready for them to pave immediately and get the striking done on it.
Good deal. That's an important one.
Yeah, very important. Another update, Church Street in Bradleyville. We just put a box culvert in. It is up there. It's basically right in the heart of Bradleyville at 125 and 76. There's a lot of water congregates right there. So I did our part and upgraded to a box to keep it from backing up in people's homes. But if that doesn't solve the problem, then we're going to have to get in touch with MoDOT to do something up on their end to capture more water and run it down to a different area.
Was that one a project number on our list here?
No, it wasn't. Goodnight Hollow. After today, at quitting time, we should have the subgrade at elevation across the box culvert. We will lack doing the riprap work, but we'll have to come back at a later time when I've got more trucks available. Right now, they're all chipping and sealing or paving. That consisted of 14 4x10 box culverts. They're side by side, so that now will qualify for to be inspected by MoDOT because of the opening.
That's the one that almost makes it into a bridge, right?
Yes,
it does.
Yeah.
And we did show the photos at Partners. What did you say?
Right away on the remainder of Round Mountain, between the big bridge and the chip and seal part up there, it's about a mile. I'm currently working on right away where I can go through that portion this winter and finish that out, and all of that up there will then be paved. I got a meeting today with property owners on that. Buchanan and Casey Road, we got done with modified asphalt product that we put on them. Turned out very well. We got to do the striping on it. We just now got our paint that's been on order for months due to raw material shortage. So Travis, he lives down that road. What do you think of it?
Okay. A little rougher than normal asphalt, but I mean, it looks good.
Basically a chip and seal on steroids. about 72,000 a mile versus 140. So, but we had done 5 miles last year and we did 5 miles this year. But it will calm down after it goes through its course. But that's all I've got.
Right.
I don't know if any need to continue to review those because you're making progress on all of them, and try to take a few off the list as you get those done. That's great. And commend the county work. That's one we can count on. And it's a smaller project, it seems to be, but they're very productive to get them off the list if we can. Good work. Let the record record this. Kane County Board is appreciative of that county projects and doing them in lesser costs. So, really good.
This saves a ton of money.
Don't tell you that too loudly. They don't want to duplicate you at other locations across the country.
So good. I would make sure, like when you were talking about, like on the right of ways, like down at the end of Casey, at Casey Strawberry, going back across the bridge. So the county doesn't actually own that right of way where it's going across the court.
At the time that that was put in, we probably did. I would have to research it. But I've got a lot of them, like Plantation Road.
Yeah.
Every 20 years, we have to do an agreement with them to go across that intersection to get up onto our road. And I have title companies call me quite often on a bunch of those roads. We can't do the closing on this because the county road doesn't come all the way to the highway. And I send them to the legal department, and they get an agreement, and then we're able to do the closing.
Well, yeah, because in theory, that they could stop doing that agreement with you. And then
that reminded me on Strawberry, right by the bridge.
Yeah.
I am going to be working with the Corps on getting a permit there to raise that up to get it out of the floodplain. Because 2025, when they do work down here on this bridge, you know, the roads are underwater, then
yeah,
that's going to be a major impact.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still currently working with the Corps on the old bridge and keeping it open. But yeah, that the road's underwater, Strawberry, we're going to drop.
Yeah. Drop it fast now. Till it rains again.
The jailhouse road, the water should be off of it at some point tomorrow, and then we'll have to go in and clean it up, but then we can open it back up. And then I'll just have Barker Hall and Slough Hall under.
You better bring it down in a hurry. If, all right. In MoDOT updates.
Covered the step pretty good.
Yes.
You.
Right.
Well, I think, you know, our region, I mean, you'll see some guardrail work going along 65. So if you go out there, there's a lot of postings about that. That's guardrail improvements. MoDOT is doing some handicapped improvements to some of their existing stuff. I mean, Hollister has some of that. I think Branson has some of that. But none of those are too much. The main focus working with MoDOT right now is the Highway 86 bridge. Mobilization should start in August. You won't see a great deal of activity other than stockpiling equipment over towards the west end of the bridge in the resort area right there. You'll start seeing some of that kind of stuff, but it'll be a while before they actually start on anything. You won't notice, I don't think, in that area a great deal of traffic disruption, but there will be construction starting, and that will be on the south side of the bridge where prepping right away and doing some of those kinds of things. And then there's a lot of energy on Highway 86 with planned improvements there that are going to be part of private-public partnerships. And so there's a lot of funding work right now, design work right now. Basically, a significant amount of the right-of-way has been purchased.
And they did have, at the last meeting, that we had, didn't have a quorum. I did have, was it your rep that had a handout on it?